Welcome back to D&B College. Today we're building something that really belongs in old school jungle and D&B. A pirate-rated O-transition inside Ableton Live 12. Not a generic riser. Not a glossy EDM sweep. We're going for that broken broadcast feeling, like the station is drifting, distorting, and fighting to stay locked right at the end of a phrase before the drop comes back and hard. The big idea here is simple. The transition should serve the arrangement, not hijack it. So before you touch any effects, find the exact moment where the energy wants to turn. Usually that's the last 4, 8, or 16 bars before a drop, a switch up, or a second drop restart. That phrasing matters in D&B because dancers and DJs read it fast. If the pirate radio moment starts too early, you weaken the impact. If it comes too late, it feels pasted on. A good way to think about it is this. The drums keep the tune alive, while the radio effect tells the story that the station is losing control. That contrast is what makes it hit. And why this works in D&B is because the genre already has such a strong relationship with interruption, tension, and reload energy. When you strip information out at the right moment, the drop feels bigger when it returns. Start with the source. Choose one thing that can sound like a broadcast. A vocal tag, a spoken phrase, a dirty texture, a bit of break ambience, even a snare tail if that's what you got. The point is not beauty, the point is character. Drop EQ 8 first and clean it up so it lives in the mids. High pass the low end aggressively, usually somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. If the source is too bright, low pass it a bit. If it fights the snare, carve a little dip in the 2 to 4 kHz area. Then add saturator. Give it some drive, maybe 3 to 8 dB depending on how gritty you want it. You want density, not destruction. If the source needs more attitude, a little redux can work after that, but keep it light. Then clean it again with EQ8 so the harshness doesn't get out of hand. What to listen for here is very important. The source should get smaller, dirtier, and more radio-like without disappearing. If it turns into mush, you've gone too far. If it still sounds polished and full range, it won't read as pirate radio. You want broadcast from a bad room, not random effects lead. Now let's make it feel unstable. This is where auto filter comes in. Put it after the saturation and use either band pass or low pass depending on the vibe you want. For the most authentic pirate radio feel, band pass is usually the move. It gives you that scanned, interrupted, tunnel-like character. Automate the cutoff over the last 2 to 4 bars in a way that feels uneven, not perfectly mechanical. Don't draw a straight clinical ramp if you can avoid it. A slightly irregular curve feels more like signal drift. A useful range is somewhere between 500 Hz and 4 kHz for the moving bandpass zone. Keep resonance moderate. You want tension, not whistle. A little flutter in the movement is good because pirate radio should feel unstable, not polished. What to listen for now is whether the motion still respects the groove. The effect should feel like it's dancing with the drums, not sitting on top of them. If the transition starts fighting the kick and snare, you've made it too broad or too loud. Next, create that interrupted broadcast rhythm. You can do this with clip edits or retriggered auto. Slice the source into short pieces, maybe eighths or sixteenths, and leave tiny gaps. Don't make the chopping too perfectly even. A few slightly offset fragments make it feel human and broken, like a live signal cutting in and out. If you want more control, trigger the source in a rhythmic pattern and leave some rests in the final bar. A great old-school trick is to keep the chopping longer at the start of the transition, then make it faster and more nervous only in the final bar, before the drop. That way the phrase naturally tightens up as it approaches the impact. You're basically increasing the instability as the section closes out. Now layer in a little atmosphere, but keep it quiet. A filtered noise bed, vinyl hiss, or a tiny break-derived texture and glue the whole thing together. High pass it so it doesn't cloud the low mids. If it spreads too wide, narrow it with utility. This layer should feel like airwaves and static, not a wash that takes over the mix. And here's a useful workflow tip. If the texture is working, print it. Resample it, bounce it, commit it. In D&B, a transition often gets better once you stop endlessly adjusting and start treating it like an actual arrangement object. That's a real pro move. Keep moving forward. Now add one controlled echo or repeat. This is often the moment that makes the whole thing feel like a pirate transmission breaking apart right before the drop. Use echo or delay, but band limit it so it doesn't flood the low mids. Keep the feedback modest. A short 1/8, dotted 1/8, or 1/4 can work depending on the phrase. Bring the wet amount up only at the end, then cut it hard right before the downbeat. What to listen for here is clarity. The echo should feel like the last transmission tail, not a dub wash. If it starts masking the snare or smearing the kick, shorten the feedback and narrow the bandwidth. Now bring the full drums and bass back in and listen in context. This is where the real judgment happens. Solo can be misleading. In the full track, the transition needs to support the tune, not compete with it. The kick should still punch. The snare should still crack through. The sub should stay steady, mono, and clean. If the effect is stepping on the snare, cut a little more in the 2 to 4 kHz region. If it's muddying the kick and bass relationship, remove more around 150 to 300 Hz. That low mid cleanup is often the difference between a cool effects idea and a professional arrangement decision. And this is a big one. Keep the anchor stable. Usually that anchor is the snare, sometimes the kick, sometimes a tight hat pattern. If everything is moving at once, the section stops sounding like a tune and starts sounding like a sound design exercise. The pirate radio effect should occupy the moment before impact, not the whole identity of the track. Now shape the collapse intentionally. Over the last 2 to 4 bars, automate the filter movement, raise the distortion slightly if needed, increase the delay wet amount briefly, and let the source volume fade unevenly instead of perfectly linearly. That uneven fade matters. It sounds more like a real signal failing than a clean studio transition. You can also push a little reverb at the very end, and then kill it on the drop. If you want a more dramatic handoff, a really strong old-school move is to let the radio source become narrower and more filtered, while the drums stay relatively unchanged. That contrast tricks the ear into hearing the station itself fall apart, while the groove keeps its discipline. That's the magic. At this point, decide whether this is a foreground event or a background identity layer. If it's foreground, it should be obvious, chopped, gritty, and dramatic. That's great for breakdown-to-drop moments, second drop reveals, or big intro handoffs. If the track is already dense, though, you may want the transition lower in the mix, more like menace and texture behind the drums. In darker rollers and busy jungle arrangements, that background approach can actually hit harder because it leaves more room for the actual groove. And if you want the cleanest result, print the best version. Freeze it, flatten it, or resample it, then trim any useless rumble and check the first downbeat after the transition for overlap. You want the return to land with authority. A tiny moment of silence, or near silence, right before the drop can make the impact feel brutal in the best way. In heavy D&B, negative space is often the heaviest move. A few things to keep in mind as you work. Keep the dirt in the mids, not the sub. Don't widen everything just because stereo feels exciting. Don't automate every parameter in the exact same way, or the movement will feel obvious and flat. Let the filter start first, then the delay, then the level collapse. And always check the section in mono. If the transition loses all its identity in mono, it was probably relying too much on width instead of actual rhythm and timbre. If you want a slightly more advanced angle, think like a station operator rather than a sound designer. Ask yourself what is supposed to stay legible while the signal falls apart. Usually it's the drums. Sometimes it's one vocal fragment. Sometimes it's just the rhythm of the interruption itself. That mindset will keep you from overcooking it. So the recipe is, choose the phrase boundary first. Build a gritty broadcast source, band limit and saturate it. Chop it into believable signal movement, add restrained atmosphere, use one controlled delay tail, then collapse the whole thing cleanly back into the drop. That gives you the pirate radio energy without losing mix clarity. The final result should feel like a station drifting out, fighting interference, and snapping back into a heavy drum and bass system with even more force because of the interruption. That's the sound. That's the vibe. Now try the 4-bar practice challenge. Build one source, one movement layer, and one hard cleanup point before the drop. Keep the low end out of the transition, limit yourself to stock devices, and check the whole thing in context and in mono. If the snare still reads, if the collapse feels like a broadcast losing lock, and if the drop feels bigger after the interruption, you've nailed it. Lock in, keep it musical, and make that pirate radio moment earn the drop.